Ride along each week as we share proven strategies to strengthen your business, energize your team, and create the business success you've been dreaming about. And now, here's your host, Rich Allen.
What single word will define your focus for this next year? Welcome to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up Podcast, where our one and only goal is to help you tune up your business so you can have the long-lasting success and fulfillment that comes from owning a solid, profitable, and sustainable business. Each week, we dive deep into a single topic related to improving your business, improving your team engagement, or improving your relationship with your customers. I'm recording this podcast just days before Christmas, so by the time you're listening to this, Santa has already visited your home and you found out whether you've been naughty or nice. I sure hope you were on the nice list. Seriously, I hope you and your family enjoyed a wonderful Christmas, and perhaps you're still enjoying some well-deserved time off with your family. If you are, then let me ask, why in the world are you listening to this podcast instead of doing a puzzle or going on a walk or, better yet, skiing with your kids? Don't miss this opportunity to spend quality time with those you love. Seriously. This work stuff will be waiting for you when you return to the office, I promise. But since you're here, let me get to the point of today's discussion. My question for you today was, what single word will define your focus for this next year? You may have been asked this question before. If so, then you probably have already given this some thought. But if not, it's worth your time to take a few minutes to stop, think, and reflect on this question. If you were to boil down your primary objective, your most important goal, your singular focus for this new year ahead, what single word would best describe it for you? It's not a trick question. It's a question designed to get you to think, prioritize, then center your efforts on this one thing. I've done this exercise with small groups of business owner colleagues each year. And as a result, we can all check in with each other as the year progresses to see how we're doing to stay true to our word. I want to offer the same opportunity to you. I want to give you an opportunity to come to your word for this next year, knowing that once you declare it, you'll be reminded of it many times throughout the year, and someone close to you will ask you about it from time to time. This past year, my word was actually a short phrase. I chose R&R, refresh and renewal. I was determined to refresh in several areas of my life, my business, my marriage, my faith, and my fitness. And by doing that, I would experience a renewal of energy, excitement, and enthusiasm. So throughout the year, I reminded myself that refresh and renewal were my areas of focus and attention. And as a result, I made significant improvements in each area that I kept top of mind. For this year, I've chosen the word influence. I've been working as a business coach for over 18 years now, and while I've had some great wins and helped many business owners improve their business results, this year I want to supersize my influence. I want to get these business tips out to a much bigger audience. I want to speak directly to more business owners who could benefit from having a personal mentor and coach. I want to speak at larger events and reach a broader audience. In short, I want my efforts and engagements to have more influence. By simply picking this word as my word of the year, I've got to make some changes in the way I market what I do. I've got to be bolder in my outreach, and I've got to quantify the impact that I do have. It's exciting to go into the year with my word well in mind. I'm going into this new year with some new energy and enthusiasm, and everything I do is going to be pointing towards my ability to have a greater influence on my audience. But enough about me. What about you? What should your word be for this next year? What do you want to focus your time and attention on? What word would capture the essence of how you want to show up to your team, your customers, and those you regularly spend time with? There's no right answer to this question. There's just the answer that's right for you. It may be that this is a year of reflection. It may be that this next year you want to enjoy more, or you may prefer to make this year about growth. All are equally great words. The power in this exercise is that when you pick a word, share it with those around you, and center your activities on bringing that word to life, you'll likely see this next year very differently than you did last year. And that's a good thing. The worst thing you can do as a business owner or as a spouse or as a parent is to simply do the same things next year that you did this past year. When you do that, you don't actually get another year smarter or better. You simply repeat the past year over again. It's like Groundhog Day, the same thing over and over. No one wants that. It's boring. It's lame. It's a waste of your time. This next year needs to be different, better, and more exciting. The way you make this happen is you take the time to find the perfect word for what you want this next year to bring, declare it, focus on it, center your activities and behaviors and habits on it, and amazing things will happen. Don't believe me? Well, pick your word and share it with me in a private email. I'll follow up with you from time to time to see how it's going with your word, and I'll promise you that your next year will be better than any you've had before. Deal? Okay, my email address is rich@tourtoprofit.com. Just send me your word for this next year, and I'll be your accountability partner. And together, we'll make big things happen. I'll keep this short because it's the holidays, and you need to get back to time with your family. So hope you had a Merry Christmas, and enjoy the rest of your holiday season. Thanks for joining me today. Be sure to tune in next week when we're going to discuss what most successful people believe. You won't want to miss it. Meanwhile, if you have a question, suggestion, or would simply like to connect, shoot me an email at rich@tourtoprofit.com. Now go make it a great week, and whatever you do, ride hard.
Thank you for listening to the Ultimate Business Tune-Up. Make sure you subscribe so you don't miss any future episodes. In the meantime, find more resources at tourtoprofit.com and connect with Rich by sending a message to rich@tourtoprofit.com. Until next time, ride hard.